Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's look at the three teams in town, three-piece combo, if you will, and just how they orchestrate, how they do things around here. We know how the Houston Texans do it. It is King B.O.B. B.O.B. is the shot caller. He's the coach. He's the GM. He is basically running a big-time college football program. That's what I compare it to.
Just ask Albert Breer.
That's the way that they do things. Well, Albert Breer says he's ready to do it because he coached at Penn State for 2 years, which is interesting to say the very least. The Houston Astros, we really don't know. We know how they have done things, but right now you just hired a new GM. You got Dusty Baker. We really don't know, so there's some uncertainty. But I would say you feel pretty good about way things are going, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Houston Rockets? The Houston Rockets looks like they're going to try to trade Clint Capela. There are reports that they're done with Clint Capela, and there are reports that they are going to cut budgets, according to CNBC yesterday. They're going to try to stay below the luxury tax, which Tillman Fertitta did last year, and looks like he's going to try to do again. How would you describe the way in which the Rockets do things?
Look, Daryl Morey for the longest time was
the smartest guy in the room.
Was considered, you know, the best general manager in town, one of the best general managers in sports, and certainly the smartest guy in the room. That changed. I'm not going to say overnight, but I think it's there was something that happened overnight, literally, that changed a lot of it, and I think it's opening the eyes and it has affected Daryl Morey's tenure as a general manager since. We all know, you know, when he was tweeting that about, you know, with the Hong Kong young people and how China got mad about that and the repercussions and everything that and everything that happened as a result of that. He's lucky to have a job. He's really lucky to have a job after all that. I think what it also has done is it's opened your eyes to a couple of things. Daryl Morey has been here, is it 14 years now? I'll have to look, but he's been here 12, 14 years, has taken this team, as much as he's made it competitive, and it's always been an upper-tier team, Daryl Morey's greatest accomplishment has been that he's never had to rebuild. You know, they've always been competitive, some years better than
had to rebuild with Harden.
But they didn't take a big drop-off. You know, they've never had to tank, I'll put it that way, under Daryl Morey's watch. And that's a great accomplishment. It really is. But that being said, you can't just hang your hat on that after all these years. You have to be more than that. You can't go to, what, two or three conference championships at the most and never get past that in as long as he's been here. His star has been tarnished in more ways than one.
I mean, I would say right now if you're just looking at Stockwatch, and Stockwatch is something that we do, and we're talking about the three-piece combo of the teams in town, I would say
it's crashing.
The Texans is pointing down, or just the same. We'll give Bill O'Brien the benefit of the doubt, since he hasn't really. He's been GM for 8 months, but he hasn't done free agency and he hasn't really done a draft. So we'll just say it's the same. We'll say it's the same right now. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt in the spirit of fairness. Okay. Same with the Astros. I know that they just had the best run in franchise history. You lost Gerrit Cole, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt as well, and we'll say the same. The Rockets' arrow is pointing down. Like, Daryl Morey's stock is pointing down right now. Like, that's the situation you're in. Now, you've seen situations where that appeared to be the case, and then a team goes on an improbable run or whatever. But the arrow for Daryl Morey and this organization that is trying to reportedly get below a luxury tax, cutting salary, having drama with coaches. You have a lame duck coach. You have maybe a misevaluation of Chris Paul, and that you trade away Chris Paul, and all of a sudden he looks like he still has plenty left in the tank, and you bring in Westbrook.
Right.
Now you're getting rid of Clint Capela, who was supposed to be a foundation piece. I mean, the arrow's pointing down for the Rockets right now, which I think if you are an owner like Tillman Fertitta, who, based on the evidence and based on what people in NBA circles like Tim McMahon, Brian Windhorst say, wants to cares more about the bottom line than a lot of NBA owners do. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy for Tillman Fertitta to do that because I think they're a distant third in regard to interest around town. And I love basketball, but I think if Tillman Fertitta were doing what he was doing right now and Daryl Morey was doing what he were doing right now with the Texans in a football town or the Astros, who are the best team in town, the best organization in town, I think there would be a lot more scrutiny locally in the direction of the ownership and front office of the Rockets.
You can't be here as long as Daryl Morey has been. And for a while, this was kind of your calling card, and it was a good thing. It's turning into a bad thing. We're always competitive. We never tanked, and we've been to the conference championship three times, or two. I'll have to look it up. I'm not even sure. I think it's three during his tenure. He got here in 06, but he wasn't officially the general manager until 07. So he's working on his 15th year in the organization. That's too long. It's too long to not at least have been in a championship, in an NBA championship series. His arrow is pointing down. You can like Daryl Morey. You and I both like Daryl Morey. I've known him since he got here, you know, and all that. But you got to do more than that. And then on top of that, Landry, I think what's really affecting him is the fact that all this stuff happened this past offseason, and now he is completely subservient to Tillman Fertitta's whims. So when Tillman Fertitta
says, when you use words like that,
when Tillman Fertitta says, "I want to be under the luxury tax," Daryl Morey cannot just say,
can't push back.
No, and here's why. He'll just say, "Yes, sir." When Leslie Alexander was the owner, Daryl Morey ran the squad. Yeah. I mean, he ran everything by Leslie Alexander, but he liked to be in the background and all that. So no, it's definitely it's pointing down with him.
Yeah, it's pointing down, and I mean, if you hear Morey and you hear what they say about the Warriors, well, first of all, when they had that meltdown and they lost, you know, in Game 6 to the Warriors without Kevin Durant, the way that they went out.
That was another big, yeah.
It was a terrible way to go out, but you would hear Daryl Morey and you would hear his media types that basically repeat what he says and let him drive the narrative. They would say, well, you know, well, I guess every other team sucks and the Warriors are an all-time great team and, you know, I guess everybody, well, I don't think it's fair to compare the Rockets with James Harden and Chris Paul to, let's say, the Sacramento Kings. I don't think that's fair. And if you're going to take that mindset and you're going to take that approach, then the Texans could sit there and basically say, well, the Patriots are the best dynasty in the history of sports. They've been doing it for 20 years, so what do you expect us to do?
Like, right.
Anyone could have that type of mindset. I just wonder, as we look forward with the Rockets, and I think the next few days is really going to be telling, because if they trade Clint Capella and they bring in a piece and it just starts meshing, then that changes. But I just think the next few days for the Houston Rockets, and if they really are just going to clear salary and trade Clint Capella at the age of 25, if that is going to happen, then to me, I think it's going to be very telling of where the Rockets are heading. Are you trying to win? Is winning the first priority, or are you just trying to cut salary and go from year to year? Is it being run like a restaurant or ran like a restaurant? That's something that I really think. I think the next few days is going to be very telling in regards to the Houston Rockets. The question, to sell or not to sell, that is the question for the Rockets right now.
Can I interest you in a stat?
Interest me in as many stats as you want, bro.
Yes, here it is. 15th season, Daryl Morey has been in charge of the Houston Rockets. They've gone past the first round of the postseason 5 times. After this year, he'll be working with his 5th head coach. Put that in context. How many general managers can go through 5 head coaches and not feel the repercussion themselves?
I mean, the NBA might be a little bit different, but to answer your question just off the top of my head, I would doubt too many.
Not very many at all.
I would doubt too many. And I just
so
gotta wonder,
15 years, you're past the first round of the postseason just 5 times. You've gotten to the conference finals just twice, and you've never gotten to the finals. And after this season, when Mike D'Antoni moves on or they push him out or whatever, they let him walk, you're going to be working on your 5th head coach as a general manager. That doesn't happen. He gained a lot of equity early in his career. Somewhere over at the Rockets says, hey, hold on now. What's the constant here? I'm not saying Daryl Morey needs to be fired, but you need to really take a long, hard look at the organization, because he hasn't produced what a general manager in his 15th year should have produced by now.
Do you think that Tillman Fertitta, if he goes back in time, buys the team? If I give you a chance to go back in time, do you think he still buys the team?
I really do. I think he was. This has been one of his dreams. I think that's all legit. He talked about the family. You know, what was that one quote he said?
It's a family business.
I can't think of a better way to
spend $2 billion.
To spend $2 billion. Yeah. I mean, I could, but he couldn't. He had Jeff Van Gundy for 2 years, Rick Adelman for 4 years.
You're talking about Maury.
Yeah. McHale for 5 years, and this is D'Antoni's 4 years. And they've never gotten past the conference finals. They've only gotten there twice.
I think it's going to be a situation, you know, it's James Harden, really. I mean, it's James Harden's going to be, you're just going to have to ride it out with him. And I know Dirk Nowitzki and Kevin Garnett, they didn't win their first rings till they were like 33 years old, I want to say. So you got a couple of years there. You're just going to have to ride it out. But, you know, when you see a situation where there are rumblings, and again, they're just rumblings. It's going to become more transparent in the coming days that they're looking to trade Clint Capella, and the motivation behind it has a lot to do with, you know, getting below the luxury tax. It's just kind of alarming, and it makes you raise the eyebrows a little bit, and it makes you wonder, you know, how much longer is this Daryl Morey era going to run, or do the Rockets try to flip the page and try their next chapter? The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. AFC teams around the league that the Texans are competing with. Let's look at the things that are in front of them in this offseason. A lot of them have more assets than the Houston Texans. Are the Texans bringing a knife to a gunfight in the offseason? We'll get into that next. Are the Texans bringing a knife to a gunfight?
We have a resolution. We have a resolution.
For what?
The Astros have a slogan.
No, they don't.
Officially.
No, they don't.
They have a slogan.
No, they don't.
And you want to know it? For the H. Hashtag for the H.
That's it?
That's it. Houston Astros just tweeted that, and it's all right.
I like it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm not going crazy over it, but it's all right for the H.
All right,
especially in lieu of what happened, I think it was the right thing. It was the right thing to call it.
All right,
I think opposing fans are going to have a lot of fun with it. Right.
All right.
What do the H stand for?
Right, like they're going to be, is it for hot garbage, as in garbage cans? I mean, is it for Hinch? Is it for?
For the help.
For the help, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you, Figgy?
For the help.
Just giving other people new material.
That's right.
For the H, that'll be the slogan for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever you say. Thank you. Start hashtagging your Astros stuff with for the H.
Hashtag for the H.
Wow.
You don't seem excited.
No, I'm not. I was expecting a little more than that, quite honestly, but for the H, cool. And what does that got to do? I mean, it's always been for the H.
I mean, no, but now it's officially for the H.
It was always for the H.
Imagine how many shirts there'd be.
Yeah.
For the H.
Hashtag for the H.
I wouldn't mind wearing a hat that said for the H. Right?
No.
No, Landry's going to be a hard sell on this.
No, I'm not impressed. I'm really not impressed with this, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Texans offseason. We know that they got their 50 plus million in cap space. We know that they need to fix the defense. The offense is pretty much set. We also know that they did win a wild card game. They advanced to the divisional round. But what about the teams around the NFL? Because it is a year-to-year league. What about the teams around the league and the weapons that they have heading into the offseason? Oh, by the way, the Texans do not have a first-round pick either. Right. So there is that. But let's just look at the other teams around the AFC and the assets that they have. And I called on our friend Bill Barnwell over at ESPN and his power rankings heading into the offseason. And I just want you to react and tell me on a scale of 1 to 5 how much you fear these teams in regards to their ability to significantly improve their roster.
Okay.
And be better next year than they were this year. Starting with the New England Patriots, the reason for optimism, according to ESPN, is in Bill we trust.
Right.
Entering his 21st season as coach, Bill Belichick has come up with answers in the past when it looked like the Patriots could be regressing. So the trust of Bill Belichick is enough for the New England Patriots to come in at number 7 on the power rankings?
I'll go with that. I think Belichick's genius is overrated, but not vastly overrated. The guy's a hell of a coach. I mean, it's just when you have Tom
Brady.
Isn't
this when you start measuring the genius?
Yeah,
though?
And now this is why I think this season is so important. The next couple of seasons are going to be so important with him if he doesn't have Tom Brady. But he's top coach in the NFL, maybe the best coach in the NFL. But I think it's a little overrated that the genius of his everything he touches turns into a championship. I think everything Tom Brady touches turns into a championship.
They got Baltimore 3 for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Ran through the league in the regular season last year. Got Lamar Jackson. 8, Tennessee Titans. Here's why they have reason for optimism for the Titans. The Titans found their identity as an offense and know which quarterback needs to be under center. Obviously, it revolves around Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry coming back, but Tennessee has around $55 million in salary cap space. Could also clear some up by making some other moves, making it likely they will return and execute that same game plan. By the way, A.J. Brown is destined to be a star in the NFL. In regards to improving from 2019 to 2020, 1 to 5, your confidence level that the Tennessee Titans will be better.
5 is they will absolutely improve the most?
Yes.
5.
And I agree with you, and this is the thing that people will say. Well, they made it to the conference championship last year. You can be a better team and not go as far each season. It's a fluid process.
Sure.
Injuries, all that type of stuff.
Or you can play at home.
Yeah, you could have that situation. Mm-hmm. So I think the Titans are going to improve as well. They have the Houston Texans coming in at 10. Deshaun Watson is clearly the reason for optimism there. The Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, John. This is very interesting. The team that had the Texans on the ropes, leading 16-0 in the wild card round, a team that was probably a year ahead of schedule, to be fair. Listen to what Buffalo is bringing this offseason. An estimated $90 million in cap space, 9 draft picks, and a young core. They made the playoffs at 10-6 in 2019 and still have a ton of resources at their disposal to help them take the next step. $90 million in cap space and 9 draft picks.
And at least 2 extra picks. They may end up getting another one in there. They haven't decided all the compensatory.
Gosh.
But 9 extra picks.
$90 million.
Mm-hmm. 90 extra picks. And
90
and
extra
got
picks. 9 extra picks.
9 extra picks. And then they also have, the fact that they have a lot of their best players on rookie contracts. And that goes a long, long way when you have your best players on rookie contracts.
Pittsburgh Steelers, they come in at 15. Ben Roethlisberger is the reason for optimism. You saw them battle to make the playoffs this year. I think Mike Tomlin deserved Coach of the Year consideration. He actually got some votes. We don't know what Big Ben's going to be like when he comes back. He's close to 40. But Ben Roethlisberger added to the core that they already have, the defense, all that type of stuff, is their reason for optimism. Your confidence level that the Steelers were improving. Keep in mind, James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster also missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
So Roethlisberger wasn't the only Steeler that was out this year.
I think 3. I think that they are kind of a pick 'em, if you will, as to how they will respond with whether it's Roethlisberger or whomever. The defense is going to be good. I think Mike Tomlin did a lot this year to improve his ranking. Not that he was low, but to even improve his ranking further as a head coach. But they kind of held it together with tape and gum this year. You know what I mean? They did a lot with a little.
17, the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. They have 8 draft picks and $90 million in cap space. They could be looking to upgrade at quarterback. They're looking to upgrade in a lot of areas, but they got all these draft picks and they have $90 million in cap space as well. Your confidence that the Indianapolis Colts on from 1 to 5 will improve?
4. The only reason it's not a 5, it's a 5 at head coach. It's a 5 in terms of the assets they have. They got draft picks coming out.
9.
They're you know what, too.
9 of them.
It's confidence in their general manager. It's confidence in their roster. Maybe not as much confidence in their quarterback. Not that he's awful, but I think, is he an elite quarterback? No.
The Las Vegas Raiders. Feels weird to say that, sure, but the does. Raiders, they're moving to a new yard, $2 billion stadium out there in Las Vegas. There are rumblings that they could pursue Tom Brady, Mike Mayock, John Gruden regime. They got 5 picks among the top 91 selections. That's pretty good.
That's very good.
So your confidence that the Las Vegas Raiders will improve this year compared to last?
I'm going to give them a 3-2. I think they're teetering. They could go in either direction, just like the Steelers. I don't know how their front office is going to be with the draft. I trust Mayock. I think I trust Gruden as a coach. But do they get swept up in the moment too much? I mean, they're both passionate, kind of quick reacting guys.
21st team, according to ESPN Power Rankings, the Denver Broncos. And this is the most assets that John Elway has ever had. Mm. They're going to have $60 million in cap space. They also have 12 draft picks, 5 draft picks in the first 2 days, so the first 3 rounds of the draft. Your confidence that the Denver Broncos, led by second-year quarterback Drew Locke, will improve from 2019 to 2020?
2. Not sold at
all. I'm not sold on Locke.
On Elway, and just need to see more. Kind of an incomplete with Drew Locke. I think Drew Locke, I mean, maybe. I can't determine one way or the other if I'm buying. But he's an incomplete. He's a to be determined, and I don't have a lot of confidence in Elway at all.
The New York Jets, $60 million in cap room, 4 draft picks in the first 3 rounds, and Joe Douglas, one of the most respected front office guys, his first offseason because they hired him after the offseason last year. The New York Jets, their ability to improve. I think the Jets' arrow's pointing up. I think Sam Darnold's destined for a third-year breakout.
That's what I was going to say, almost verbatim. I think they're about a 4 on my confidence meter. They're not – their offensive line needs a complete revamp. But other than that, they've got pieces, man. They really do.
Jacksonville has 2 quarterbacks that have proven they can win. They also got 2 first-round picks. Not much cap space, but if they draft right, they could be a problem as well. Your confidence level that the Jacksonville Jaguars, who finished last in the AFC South, will be better in 2020 than they were in 2019.
I'm going to give them a 3 as well. There's not enough to see. We haven't seen enough to determine what they're going to be.
I think the moral of this story is.
You didn't say the Browns.
Screw them.
Come on now, the Browns are favored above the Texans.
Screw them. Don't care about them. I'm not mentioning them this offseason.
You're going to take this sitting down?
After the crap they pulled last year, I'm not mentioning them.
It's all good.
Yeah, he don't want to mention them either.
No, he's just...
Don't jump back on that bandwagon once they start doing something.
There you go. Hey. There you go.
All right, buddy boy. Shout out to rest in peace to John That's the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. I think the interesting part of that exercise is if draft picks are truly important in how you build your team, the Texans are definitely bringing a knife to a gunfight because all these teams that are looking to close out the gap between them and the Houston Texans, they got a lot of draft picks.
Think about the Colts and the Titans, man. It's in your division.
It's going to be crazy. The Texans,
you're going to be sitting there watching them take player after player.
I mean, we're sitting there, and I know that the first day of the draft, a lot of Texans fans are like, well, who cares? We don't have a pick. Well, the Jags got 2. The Colts got – I mean, you're going to have to watch that very closely because it was a draft 2 seasons ago that basically shifted the landscape where Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson end up on the Colts. So something to keep an eye on.
And now they got more picks.
It's going to be a very, very fun offseason. The Houston Astros, they've gotten very nerdy. They've gone back to being nerdy, which, by the way, is a cool thing these days.
Yeah, it is.
What are some other things that are cool now that weren't cool back in the day? 713-572-4610. We need some help from the loopholes next. Astros going back to being nerdy, which worked very well for a few years. James Click going to be Jeff Luno's replacement. He is an analytical guy. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a James Click expert. I just know he's analytically driven, and he is nerdy, which is not a condescending term. It might have been back in the day.
It's popular now.
Being nerd is cool these days. And in the spirit of the Astros hiring a nerd, what are some things that are cool now that weren't necessarily cool back in the day? 713-572-4610. 4-6-10. Let's go to the loopholes. Let's go to Photo Eddie. Photo Eddie, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, fella? So something that was cool, that was not cool back in the day, my mom ain't have no ends. Well, she didn't act like, she acted like she ain't had no money. So we used to shop at Payless for shoes. And, you know, she had me walking around in Champion brand shoes. And when you needed the bootleg football cleats, that's what I used to have to roll in. And now they in Foot Locker selling for hundreds of dollars. What happened?
I don't know. Bootlegging is definitely cool. I see all these hip kids. I watched some show the other day, Slobby's World or something. I think that's his name.
Slobby's World.
That might have been when I was searching porn, but I'm pretty sure it was Slobby's World. I'm pretty sure there's something called Slobby's World, and he's like selling bootlegs for like $150.
Mm-hmm.
Bootleg polo shirts. You used to get made fun of at school for that. Now these kids are wearing them.
Yeah. What used to be nerdy or wrong that is cool now, I still haven't, and I probably never will get to this, high water pants.
I'm getting there.
Figgy, you ever wear those high waters to show the socks?
I'm getting there.
I will.
Or your bare ankle?
I would, though. I'm there now. I kind of like
I'm starting to like it.
I think it's kind of fly.
I'm starting to feel it.
I don't.
You got to have a strong sock game. You don't.
I don't wear socks ever.
You prefer stinky feet.
No, they're gorgeous, pretty smelling feet that I have. I could show you right now if you wanted. I'm going to take my shoe off, put my foot on the table there for you?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely not.
I've got great feet. I've been told multiple times. Anywho.
Maybe on a fishing boat.
I'm not anti show your ankles, show your socks, high waters, but I think you have to be slim. Like really slim. You can't be a big dude that does that. Am I right?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen, now that you mentioned, I've never really seen like a heavy set dude or a stockier dude.
The other thing that
it's cool now, but it's not.
My son bought me one of these for Christmas. So I finally wore it. No. And I never would have worn this ever before, but I kind of actually like it. Now that I've worn it, you know, sport coats are different now. They're like tight. They're shorter.
Some of them.
They're shorter and they're tighter.
Yeah.
And I would have never bought that for myself. He got me one for Christmas, and I put it on the other day. I said, hey, that's not bad.
Looking sharp.
Look at me.
Looking very sharp. Some people say short shorts, they're back. They
especially in the NBA.
Yeah.
A lot of the players wearing the shorts.
U of H takes it too far.
Yeah.
U of H takes it too far with the short shorts.
John Stockton.
I can get it every once in a while. Man, they look ridiculous. Coconut huggers, as a lot of people talk. Technology. Knowing technology. That's extremely cool now.
Being literate in all sorts of different things, yeah.
I think anime.
Someone says anime.
Anime.
Yeah.
Man, I never got
that. That's more popular now.
It is much more popular.
Hell no. Really?
Mm-hmm.
See? I don't like it, but a lot of people, that's like the cool thing now, is watching anime.
Someone says Champion shoes are in. Okay.
Comic books,
those are in.
They're huge right now with all the comic book movies.
I will say that's more popular now.
Really?
Back in the day, it was super nerdy.
Rick, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Give us something that's cool now that wasn't back in the day.
Well, hipsters are cool now. You know, they used to be called nerds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the kids who used to be in front of the high school playing hacky sack and stuff.
Now those are
the badasses now. Uh-huh. Those are the one with the hottest chicks now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. How about short hair like Landry wears?
Like
you know, we used to call them white walls, you know, when you get buzzed on the side and little short hair on the top.
A fade?
Well, we used to call them white walls, I'm telling you.
A fade?
Yeah. Like I'm not talking for the brothers. I'm talking about for people like you. That used to be very 50s, you know, that's a 50s haircut that you're wearing.
Interesting.
It is.
Let's go to James. James, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Braces. Used to in the days, everybody made fun of you being brace face, and now the kids are begging to have them. Can't wait to get them.
Oh, braces. You're right.
Really?
No, he's right.
Yeah, that's true.
He's right. Adults.
Really?
I know a lot of girls who got them just for the fashion.
Yeah.
They didn't even need braces.
Yeah. You're looking at where's one in the studio with you.
Yes.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
So braces.
I just thought of one, too, because my son has like a whole collection of this now, and it used to be very, very nerdy, like late 80s. Albums, like actual vinyl.
Yeah,
he's got a turntable. He likes the white noise. He's got like a collection of like probably close to 100 now albums. They were hip back in the day. Then they got real nerdy in the 80s, and now they're hip again.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
albums, huh? Mm-hmm. 713-572-4610. Stuff that's cool now that may not have been cool back in the day.
What else?
I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of stuff's just kind of coming back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that always going to happen. But somebody said being a minority.
I think being in the band.
Well, Lizzo.
I think being in the band.
She's going to be on the rodeo, by the way.
And being, being musically talented is like the cool thing.
Didn't she play the flute like at Elif Elsick or somewhere?
Yeah.
She was in the band?
I don't know if she was in the band, but I know she knew how to play the flute.
Yeah.
8404 says BBW, big women in porn. I feel like that's always been a thing, though, right?
Was that ever nerdy?
Yeah, I think that wasn't nerdy. That dude's just taking us behind his porn search. Biggie, what was your last porn search?
I only got one.
What was it? Ebony. You have the same one every time?
Yeah.
What is it?
Ebony Amateur. I can't have a well-produced porn video.
Hey, so
it's got to be real, Figgy.
Be honest with me, Figgy, because you're married to a strong black woman, which scares a lot of people. Has your wife ever caught you looking at porn?
Nah.
She never caught you. But if she caught you, would she be more mad if it was like white amateur instead of ebony amateur?
Oh, that's a good question.
Nah, she wouldn't be mad. She'd be like, what? She'd probably be like, I didn't know you was into this.
That's called the curveball, honey.
Yeah.
That's called the curveball, honey.
Christmas Melvin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What up, guys? How y'all doing? So I'd say Vans and DCs. I remember when I used to get a pair of Vans for like $20. Now I would go to like Foot Locker. Even Foot Locker has them, and they're like 100 and something. Like, what the heck? Really?
Yeah. What about Chuck Taylors?
Those have never gone away, right?
Those were my team.
How did you hoop in those, man?
Dude, I don't see how y'all did that. My first, the first basketball shoe my school ever gave me.
I rolled my ankle just walking in Chucks.
Was bright orange high top Chuck Taylors. That was our team shoe. I'll never forget it. But I thought they were the coolest thing ever. How about this? Glasses.
Glasses are very cool.
Right? People are buying cool glasses now.
Did not used to be.
That don't need a prescription.
Used to get called four eyes.
Yeah. Right? Bridget's like all about it now. She's got braces and glasses.
Bridget Shadow and Figgy holding it down in the studio. Yeah, glasses are mm-hmm. that. I wish I could go back in time and just stock up on all types of old crap.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like
yeah.
Shirts, jerseys, all that type of stuff. Like, God, it's all such a big deal now. It's all so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just go back to the old mall that I used to go to where they'd have champion NBA gear.
Yeah.
Like I still have some sick stuff, but I've just gone back and not even touched it.
Right.
Be rich, man. Like you. Jordan, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody else had said anime already, and it kind of is close to the same category. But, man, when I was 12, 13 years old, I used to get made fun of for, like, the Pokemon crap, and now that thing is a huge craze.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
Do you watch anime porn? I don't know why I'm talking about porn so much right now, but do you ever dabble in that type of thing?
Man, when I was like 15, 16, I'd like cross the internet browsers, and it would like make the brain start to wander. But no, I never really got into the anime porn.
Who do you think would be the hottest animated porn star if you had to go through all the cartoons in history?
Probably something to do with Dragon Ball Z.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't know
Dragon Ball
Z. What?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. Do a search.
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
All right.
Definitely not doing that. Did you see those porn numbers that went up, like Shakira and J-Lo? Like the searches.
Like 1,100% for Shakira.
Yeah.
She got a lot more out of this than J-Lo. Not that J-Lo didn't get something out of it, but she got a lot more than J-Lo.
They're both worth nine figures.
Oh, no. No question. I'm not saying she was a chump. I'm just saying I think she really.
Shakira was in the background.
Yeah. The Q rating for her is now almost on a par with the J-Lo's of the world.
Someone's asking if dad bods are still in.
I mean, there have to be. There's no
Bridget
choice.
Bridget said yes.
There's no dad choice, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone says being extra skinny is cool. Like being the jacked meathead is no longer the thing anymore.
What about being flat-chested?
No. Is it?
Right?
Is
it, yes. Isn't that back? Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. By the way, I'm getting killed on the text line, just killed. 7718, among others.
On Jessica Rabbit?
No idea who that is.
You haven't seen Jessica Rabbit?
Mm-mm. Who is she?
Well, I'll show
what
you.
Was she in?
What was she?
Wait,
what
was she wasn't animated. She was real.
No, she was animated.
She was real.
Mm-hmm. Roger Rabbit.
Sure? Are you sure
Rabbit.
She wasn't real?
No.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit. There's Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was I right?
Good Lord. Jessica stacked.
She is stacked.
Jessica's got it going
She's
right now.
She's definitely not flat chested.
She's got it going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Pretty promiscuous, too.
Why are we talking about Jessica Rabbit like this?
Promiscuous.
Yeah.
What about Cruella de Vil?
Oh, Cruella de Vil?
Cruella de Vil. Is it Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
Did you like that movie? You probably liked it because of the dogs.
No, I like
it. Are Dalmatians cute?
No, I like Lady and the Tramp more.
Are Dalmatians cute, though?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you like all dogs, but like in like the dog cute scale, they're like a bottom seed. They're like a
they're not
a 13
my favorite.
Seed, right?
All dogs are cute.
What about pugs?
I like pugs. Labrador for the win.
People who like
American
pugs,
Labrador for the win.
People who like pugs are obsessed with pugs. Nah, Labradors.
No.
Labradors are
no.
second. Labradors are second when
French
it comes to
French bulldogs.
Cute.
People who have a French bulldog is like a cult,
dude. I know.
It's like I
know someone who has a French bulldog, but. Pug lovers are up there too.
Yeah,
because if you want your dog to the whole time, you got to. But labs are second when it comes to cuteness. No offense.
Labs are the best.
No, they're second.
They're
second.
For
golden retrievers are first.
No, they're too hairy. They're too long. Labs have shorter hair.
But some of them have short hair.
Mm-hmm.
Golden retriever puppies are the best thing ever. If golden retriever puppies don't warm your heart, you got a problem.
Labradors.
I had two golden retrievers growing up.
Oh,
rest in peace to Cotton. Rest in peace to Rex. It's American, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Labs are nice, though. Labs can be nice. All right, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was a younger guy, I used to surf for over 20 years, and I'm talking the 60s, 70s when I had long hair. And I guarantee you, when you had long hair back then, you got in a lot of fights with a bunch of rednecks, which now the rednecks are wearing long hair.
It's a great point.
Good point.
The hippies are cool. Hippies used to be, you know, the outsiders, the pot smokers and all that.
That's very popular now.
Now that's popular.
Just being a hippie.
Yeah. Speaking of that, have y'all seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leo and Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
It's a good movie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When did you see it?
Dude, I get around.
I know, but you never see movies.
Who says I never see movies?
You never see the newest movie.
I usually wait for them to come. To be honest, I do usually wait for them to come out. But that wasn't nominated and everything else.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. Let's go to Delwyn. Delwyn, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, LL. Lenza Locker. Jessica Rabbit? You know who she is?
I didn't. I mean, I recognize her. I know, man. I deserve everything coming my way.
But real fast. Also, you said she was a real person. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Melissa Ford. Was a video model back in the early 90s. They called her Jessica Rabbit also. And I'm out.
All right. Well, that's worth it. That's some good Google information
search.
Right there.
That's my Google search right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you, Dylan. Thank you very much for looking out. I'm definitely going to check that out. Someone says tattoos aren't cool anymore. They used to be.
Boy.
I don't know. Let me put it this way. I don't think you can generalize that statement. I think when done right, tattoos can be cool on anybody. When done wrong,
I think it's a little watered down because everybody getting it now. People got it all over their faces.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
people got tattoos all over their faces. Everybody.
Yeah. A lot more.
It's common now. At first, we thought it was real goofy when Gucci did it, but now it's so common.
Gucci was also like certifiably insane when he did it. He got an ice cream cone on his face. He was nuts.
That looked normal now.
Mike Tyson did it. He looked nuts. Post Malone did it. Balling out. Let's go to John, Money Mike's brother. John, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
Hey.
I'll drop a couple of things. One, Robert Irvine's in town for a Restaurant Impossible deal down on the south side. That's where I stay at. And I was just there, and he just shut the whole place down because the service was horrible. I'm trying to get back in tomorrow for the re-grand.
I love that show. What's the name of the place? What's the name?
Damn, you got to go to one of those?
Dude. I freaking volunteered and got picked, bro. It was
wow.
It was good. It was good, except that, you know, you're not going to be at a restaurant trying to help them out if they're really busy. So they were in the weeds today and couldn't. We didn't get a single thing of food. Got a margarita, though.
There you go.
But after that, Robert Irvine shut the whole place down. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. We can't get it done, right? So if you guys get an invite back for tomorrow, which I'm hoping I will for the grand reopening after they remodel it and all that stuff, trying to make it in there for tomorrow. But it was pretty cool meeting him, got a selfie with him, and I got a good margarita. It's called Habanera and the Garo is the name of the restaurant. I-45 South at Airport Boulevard.
That's a great
show. I'll try to go back in there tomorrow and see if we can get some good food. Hey, can you disguise my voice? My wife lets me watch porn.
Oh, porn. Okay. She lets you watch porn.
Yeah. What's nothing wrong with that?
Well, John.
Yeah. I just didn't want all my friends to hear me on the radio.
Well, they did.
John, you're kind of a badass, though. You want to talk about someone who can rock a flat bill. Man, John can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't F with John.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, don't F with John. So it's basically like a bar rescue he got to be a part of?
Yeah.
Damn.
Restaurant Impossible. Robert Irvine, he's the British dude that comes in and kind of muscular and just tears the place up.
He's like
up.
The British John Taffer?
He just tears the place up and just breaks the people down, like calls them worthless and everything else.
Says, get
and
the hell out of here.
Then they end up kissing him and hugging him because he does such a good job.
You know the worst sign for a restaurant?
What's that?
If it says grand opening after it's been open for like 3 years.
Grand reopening
for 3 years. Figgy, did you go to a Chinese buffet this weekend?
I did.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
I went to the one in Katy called, I think it was Hibachi Buffet and Grill.
There's one right good. Before the Energy Corridor that's really nice. It's huge. Massive. Mm. Massive, massive, massive. It's one of the best ones that I've ever been to. And you know who I went with? Take a guess, John. I went to a Chinese buffet. Someone that we come on.
Cody?
Ding, 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 ding.
It's all downhill from here for him, by the way.
What do you mean it's all downhill from here? What are you trying to say?
He met Martha Stewart. I mean, it's over. That's it. That's the apex.
What does she do?
She does a little bit of everything. Home, cooking, yeah, all that good stuff.
Man, go to a Chinese buffet. The only bad thing about going to a Chinese buffet with a heavier set guy is that, like, I don't know about you, but when I stuff my face, I want to get the F out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around food. I don't want to smell food. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see food. Like,
right.
when I'm done, like, if I'm eating
it just all of a sudden it gets, like, bloated.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I got to get out of here. You go to a buffet with a heavy set person, you're going to be sitting there in front of that food for at least 25, 30 more minutes because they're going to be wanting to get their money's worth.
Right. No, they just stay there and stay there. Trust me, I've had that experience myself in Las Vegas. It was an ordeal, man. Oh, I thought of another one. Does this fit in the used to be nerdy and now is cool bowling?
Is it in now?
Yeah, it's pretty in now. There's a new place that we went to in River Oaks. It's pretty nice. Forget the name of it. I would give you a shout out, but I forget the name. Really, really cool bowling place in
River Oaks.
In River Oaks.
Is it on a third floor?
Yeah, it's on the second,
it's
third
right
floor.
It's right across from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live right there.
It's
Yeah, I live right there.
I didn't know you live there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, just walk across the street. You live closer to, anyway.
No. It's right there.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
It's above a hipster shoe spot.
Maybe.
Yeah, we
could be thinking of two other places.
It's on Kirby?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right across the street.
Yeah.
From Mia's.
It's a cool place.
It's right across from Mia's.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check it out. I've been meaning to. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Rumors of Tom Brady being in the division are swirling, and the longest-running TV show in America reenacts the season of each team in the division. You won't want to miss this. Around the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.